Good morning, afternoon, and evening, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. I don't know what it's called, which is really silly. Let me tell you, it's hard because I know what this podcast is about, and I want to name it something that goes with that, but, it's hard because there are a lot of podcasts on Spotify, and a lot of them have names that I wanted and didn't know they had, so for right now, we're just going to call it the No Name Podcast, where we seek to know God and to know people. I'm your host, Scout Richards, and I cannot wait to get things started with all of you today. I'm going to be honest, I don't really have a plan for this week's episode, and something kind of dorky about me is that I was on my high school's improv team, so I'm just kind of just see what happens. But I do want to start off by reading from Psalm 42, which is one of my absolute favorite psalms. I love it so much, and I think we're just gonna kind of break that down, and that will kind of be what we're gonna talk about today. Also, I want to do a couple shout outs first before we start. I'd like to shout out my lovely friend Lindsay for encouraging me in all sorts of ways, and I just, I'm so thankful for her. And I would also like to shout out my friend Faith for also encouraging me to do this podcast. She's really been good about getting on me is the wrong word, but just being like, hey, you know, start your podcast. And I would also like to thank my Young Life leader Abigail for encouraging me, and my friend Ellie for just always asking the best questions. Here we go. Psalm 42. It's in book 2 of Psalms, which is Psalms 42 through 72. And it's titled Longing for God. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so I long for you, God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while all day long people say to me, where is your God? I remember this as I pour out my heart, how I walked with many, leading the festive procession to the house of God, with joyful and thankful shouts. Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. I'm deeply depressed. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your billows have swept over me. The Lord will send His faithful love by day. His song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? My adversaries taunt me, as if crushing my bones, while all day long they say to me, where is your God? So why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. And this is one of my favorite psalms for a lot of reasons, but one that I would really like to highlight is one verse, is the very first verse, which I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible, if you're following along. And it says, Psalm 42:1, as a deer longs for flowing streams, so I long for you, God. And I don't think we realize exactly what it means to long for God. Because we are all longing for God in every possible way. Everything about us longs for Him. Whether we know Him or not, we long for Him. We long for Him. You see, God is good and God is love. He is love. Love is Him. And we search for love our whole lives. That is what we search for. That is what we long for. We long for love and we long for the Lord. And creation just sings of his glory and his majesty and his presence. Everything is just longing for him and everything points to him. Like, sometimes when I think about my own humanness and I just think about myself and I'm like, how crazy is it that I can talk? Like, I have a voice which I can use, a voice which I can use to praise the Lord and to know him and to talk about him and to communicate with him outside of my thoughts. Like, how crazy is that? And how crazy is it that we can even think in the first place? That we have these thoughts that no other animal has thoughts like humans do. And it's because we were made in the Lord's image and we were made to want to know him. Hardwired to want to know him. Our eyes can see and we can see the whole world in all of its glory and all of its color and its majesty and creation. Everywhere I look, when I look at nature, I see the Lord. I see him in every blade of grass, in every sunrise, sunset, in every thunderstorm, every drop of rain, every snowflake, every mud puddle. It just all points to him. And the fact that it works together so wonderfully never ceases to amaze me. Like, truly. And how there's all these animals that are just so beautiful and graceful, and they're all so provided for. Like, everywhere we look, it's just all pointing at God. And we don't even really, we want to know him so badly. Every hurt we have, every pain, everything, we just want to know him. We just want to know him. And that's really it. This psalm, it's different than some of the other psalms I feel like people tend to bring up, because it's not purely praise. It's also about sorrow and deep feelings and hard things, which life can be really difficult sometimes. Verse 3 says, my tears have been my food day and night, while all day long people say to me, where is your God? And verse 4, though, says, I remember this as I pour out my heart, how I walked with many leading the festive procession to the house of God with joyful and thankful shouts. So even in verse 3, my tears have been my food day and night. Like, we suffer here on earth. We do. We do. I mean, if you look at the book of Job alone, I mean, Job goes through so much. And everyone says to him, oh, how about your God now? You know, what are you going to do now, Job? What are you going to do now? And he's like, well, I still love him. I still love the Lord. And the best part about the Lord is that, well, I shouldn't even say the best part. Everything about him is the best part. He wants to know us and love us, and he would never, ever abandon us or leave us, even though sometimes it might feel that way because of Satan and the enemy and the lies that they try to tell. Verse 2 says, I thirst for God, the living God. When can I come and appear before God? I think a lot of times it's very easy to think that way. And it's a good thing. It's like, when can I see you face to face, Lord? Like, when can I be with you in heaven? And when can all this sorrow go away? Because my tears have been my food day and night. And all day long, people say to me, where is your God? And then verse 4, he says that he remembers this. He remembers the doubt and the pain, even as he's praising with joyful and thankful shouts. Like, he remembers those things people say to him, but that doesn't stop him from pouring out his heart into the world. And I think that that's so beautiful and something that as Christians we need to know and focus on. Even though we praise and we have joy and thankful shouts. Sometimes there are hard things, but those hard things should not prevent us from doing good and seeing good in the world, because we have the Lord to rely on, and he is with us no matter what. But then verse 5, he goes on, "Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him, my Savior and my God." So despite all the bad that we experience, we should still praise the Lord, which is hard. It can be really, really difficult sometimes to just take a step back and realize, like, yeah, you know, this is for good, and the Lord, like, he loves me. And even when my tears are my food day and night, and we feel like the whole world is collapsing around us, just know that the Lord is here, and he is with you, and he has hardwired you to want to know him and to love him, and he would never, ever abandon you. The psalmist continues in verse 6, "I am deeply depressed, therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mizar." And I think that that's why the Bible can be so impactful and helpful for us, is that even when we're doubtful and we feel like you aren't working in our lives, Lord, and we're like, what? Why is this happening to me? We literally have a massive book of wisdom and knowledge of you, Lord, that is here for us to look at and to learn about you, Lord, and to know you. Like, that's just so cool. I love that. Like, how insane is that, that there's a God who loves us, who wants to know us, and who we want to know so desperately. And he came to earth and walked among us, died for us, so that all of our sins may be forgiven, and then we're left with a book about him. Like, how insane is that? It's not just any book. It is a big book. It is a book that it's really hard to go through in an entire year. Like, it is not an easy task to read it all. And I kind of think that's what makes it so beautiful, is because it's so rich and so complex, and it is living. It is living. Verse 7 says, "Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your billows have swept over me." It's just so poetic. Like, just the beauty in the words in the Bible and the majesty just never fails to amaze me. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your billows, they have swept over me. I feel like there are a lot of different ways that you can kind of take that, but it's just so beautiful. Deep calls to deep. Verse 8, "The Lord will send his faithful love by day. His song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life." The Lord will send his faithful love by day. His song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. He is always with us. And he loves us so much. And everything about us sings to him and longs to know him. Everything. Every doubt we have about ourselves can be absolved and refreshed I'm blanking on the word here. Everything bad that we think about ourselves will be healed by the Lord and his love. all that gets wiped away by him and his love. We long for this love, and the Lord gives it freely. And we couldn't earn it, and we couldn't deserve it. But his love is merciful and gentle and lowly and kind and graceful. It's unlike anything that we can truly comprehend, and it is the missing piece in all of our lives. And the Lord is. It's the coolest thing ever. I love him so much. Verse 9, I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? I think a lot of times we tend to find frustration with the Lord because we think that bad things are happening in our lives and it's because of him, but it's not. It's because of the enemy's oppression. Like, for example, I have been recently dealing with a lot of grief in my family, and I've cried out to the Lord. I've been like, Lord, like, I just want to stop grieving. It's been constant for, like, gosh, at this point, probably like a year. I mean, it's just like every night when I'm falling asleep, I can't sleep, I can't rest. I just feel so grief-stricken, and I've called out to the Lord. I'm like, why, Lord, like, why is this happening to me? And his response is always, I'm here for you, comforting you. And I'm like, yeah, because it's not from him. You know, grief is just unexpressed love, and that love is from the Lord. But, man, like, those feelings and that sadness is not from the Lord, yet he understands it completely. And he's with me through all of it. I mean, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. You know, he feels our sadness and our pain, and he's with us through it, but he's not the cause of it. I think that can make it a lot easier to get through the hard stuff without getting this deep-seated frustration with the Lord. Like, why are you doing this to me? And I mean, Job felt somewhere, he's like, why, Lord? Like, why is this happening to me? But the Lord is like, don't lose faith. I am here with you. And sure enough, it was Satan who was doing all these bad things to Job. But then you're like, well, Lord, why are you allowing this to happen? But the world is broken. And bad things happen because the world is broken. And the Lord gives us free will, which is beautiful. Verse 10, my adversaries taunt me as if crushing my bones. Well, all day long they say to me, where is your God? Verse 11, why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him, my Savior and my God. I think that just perfectly sums it up. We long for God. We search for him. We thirst for him, the living God. We want to be near him, and we want to be with him, and he wants to be with us. But sometimes really bad things happen to us. And people will taunt us and they'll say, where is your God now? But we still pour out our hearts with joyful and thankful shouts to the Lord. For he will send his faithful love by day. His song will be with us in the night. We should put our hope in God, for I'll still praise him, my Savior and my God. Despite everything, he still loves us and is with us, and he is not the cause of bad things. He's not. Every good and perfect gift is from the Lord. Nothing bad is from him. Anything bad that happens to us is not from the Lord. It's from the devil. It is not from him. He loves us so much. But we live in a broken world, and sometimes bad things happen. Yet he's with us through all of it. All he wants. He knows us. He knows us incredibly well. He knows the number of hairs on our head. He sculpted us in our mother's womb. He knows everything there is to know about us. There's nothing. Nothing that he doesn't know. And there's so much peace and rest in that. He just wants us to know him. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I come and appear before God? That should be our posture. Should long for Him. We already long for Him without even realizing it. Everyone does. Everyone's searching for love and a place to belong. They just long for the Lord and they don't even know it. So my challenge to you would be to recognize the fact that you are longing for God and that everyone around you is too. And perhaps by being a light, you can show them a little bit of who He is. I just want to thank you all so much for listening with me today. I know this is, like I said, not planned at all, but it's kind of fun that way. And I don't know what this podcast is going to turn into and what it's going to look like, but I'm just going to keep doing it because it's fun to talk in a microphone. And I know the Lord has really put it on my heart. So I hope that all is well and restful for each and every one of you. I love you, and more importantly, the sovereign creator of everything, whose grace and mercy surpasses all understanding, loves you too. Thank you. Quick disclaimer, also all music that was used in this video was played on the guitar by either myself or Faith. Special thanks to her and shout out. God bless you all. Thank you.